Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Orderly way! Oh, man, when I was in Afghanistan, we had a soldier, Puerto Rican guy out of Chicago, and a great guy, and we'd be up on top of the KG Pass, the Coast Guardes Pass, you know, pulling the TCP with the ANP. I got to throw a few more acronyms out there for you just for fun. And we're up on top of this mountain pass, and there was fresh snow in the background, and he'd holler out, "Orderly way!" Which basically means, I don't know, John Jackson could tell me if I get this wrong with my Spanish in about an hour, but it basically means like, "What's up, bull?" What's up, man? It's like you're saying, "What's up, man," to somebody. But way is like bull. It's like, you know, strong like bull. You know, orderly way. Hey, what's up, man? Anyway, we got to talk about it. Anyway, I was like, holy cow, look at this. What's up, man? My goodness. Travis Hall made a very good point about how did I just now see this? This was 14 hours ago. I know I had other things to do. So the Democrats, they sent out a big flyer. This is the door hanger that they're going to be hanging on every door across Montana with 3 weeks to go before Election Day. They've got their gun-grabbing candidate for governor. They've got the lockdown lawyer, lieutenant governor candidate. They've got the state superintendent of schools, Democrat candidate. They've got their AG, Democrat, state auditor. They've got liberal clerk for the Supreme Court. But the guy who is the Democrat candidate for Secretary of State, he's all fired up because they left him off of their little flyer. But Travis Hall made a very good point here. You know, there's all this outrage that the Montana Democrats did not include their Secretary of State candidate on a flyer. But the bigger question is why is John Tester not on the flyer? Does he not want to be leaked to far-left, anti-Second Amendment Ryan Bussey and lockdown lawyer Rafe Graybill? Or do they not want to be linked to liberal Senator John Tester? What a great point there by Travis Hall. Steve in Ballantyne on the phone lines. What's going on, Steve?
Morning, Aaron. Yesterday on the news, I heard it three times that, I don't know if she did it or not, but when Kamala was going to be in Pennsylvania apparently last night, If she gets elected, she's going to implement this new program. And lo and behold, use taxpayer money. She's going to give black entrepreneurs $1 million to basically employ and hire black people. Now, first off, that's pretty racist, if you ask me. Mm. And second of all, it's just like what they were trying to do with the farm program. Use our money against us. Yeah. And I don't know if she did it or not yesterday, but I heard it three times. Going to use taxpayer money to basically buy the black vote.
Oh, well, Stephen Ballantyne, you hold it right there if you can. Stand by, and I'll come back to you after the break on the phone lines because I've got the audio news report ready to roll. I'll start there right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Authorities have charged a former Republican candidate for Congress in Florida with threatening to send a hit squad to kill an opponent in the race. William Braddock claimed in a recorded call with a local activist that he would send a Russian and Ukrainian hit squad to kill GOP Florida Representative Anna Paulina Luna during the 2022 primary. Luna won the primary after an endorsement from former President Trump and the general election. The U.S. extradited Braddock from the Philippines, where he moved after the primary. He's charged with interstate transmission of a true threat to injure another person. The Justice Department said the FBI investigated the case, along with the St. Petersburg Police Department, as part of the department's Election Threats Task Force. Police in the Philippines previously arrested Braddock in conjunction with the FBI. He faced up to 5 years in prison. Political violence and threats against lawmakers is an increasing concern on Capitol Hill. The sheer number of threats against members and their families have skyrocketed, and that's made it hard for police to keep up. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll see hazy, smoky sunshine with afternoon high temperatures climbing up into the middle to upper 70s. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, upper 40s for overnight lows, and still well above average into your Wednesday. Again, hazy, smoky sunshine with afternoon highs in the mid-70s for Bozeman, low 80s for Billings. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Hey, if you missed Monday's Montana Talks, we had Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy alongside U.S. Senator and fellow combat veteran Joni Ernst. That's right, she's in Montana. They joined us in our Montana Talks studios before taking off to Sydney and Glendive for events in eastern Montana. Plus, in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, we talked about the PSC, seat 2. We had the Democrat and Republican candidates join us in studio. Full audio, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so I think it was yesterday on the show. Yeah, yesterday was Monday. I was like, or was it Monday? I'm like, no, yesterday was Monday. Sorry, you know, when you work 7 days a week, sometimes you forget what day of the week it is. Anyway, so here is the story that in Steve and Ballantyne, I'm going to come back to you in a second here on the phone lines. But Steve said, you know, I could have sworn I heard this story on the news yesterday. What did you hear before that news, though? You heard the news. The New York Times has a poll showing that Kamala Harris is struggling. She does not have the support amongst black men. Black men are increasingly voting and saying they're going to vote for Donald J. Trump. Kamala Harris is losing black men voters. So what does Kamala Harris now announce? Vice President Kamala Harris trying to improve support among black male voters ahead of the presidential election, announcing a new agenda aimed to boost their financial and career prospects. Now, remember, not only did you have this New York Times poll showing that black men are not voting for Kamala Harris, but you also had Barack Hussein Obama lecturing black men for not voting Kamala Harris because of the color of her skin. Barack Obama was basically saying, you black men have to vote for Kamala Harris because she's black. Not because her policies are actually going to help you. You have to vote for her because of the color of her skin. This Barack Hussein Obama is such a fraud. Remember when he got propelled to the national stage by the fake news media? There is no white America. There is no black America. There is only America, something like that. The guy was a fraud. He was pretending to be a Martin Luther King Jr. style leader. He's a race baiter. That's why race relations got worse after that fraud was in the White House. Now he's out there saying, you better vote for her because she's black. And then now listen to this news that Steve was telling us about.
She unveiled her opportunity agenda for black men yesterday, starting with $20,000 in forgivable government loans for 1 million minorities to start businesses, as well as education, training, and mentorship programs, creating a framework for cryptocurrency, launching health initiatives, and legalizing marijuana. It comes as the New York Times poll shows just how much black voters have drifted from Democrats, from 92% in 2016 to 90% in 2020, down to just 78% today. The Pew Research Center says it drops even more drastic at 22 points since 2016.
All right, there you go. So Steve in Ballantyne, yeah, that's the story that I imagine you must have heard yesterday on the news. Your reaction?
Well, I mean, they're using the black population as a pawn in a big game that they want to win, and they'll do anything they can to pull off stuff. Look at what Biden, you know, I'll put you all back in chains. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. I mean, does the black population, do they understand they're just being used as a pawn?
Oh, I think increasingly so. That's why Kamala Harris is struggling with black men voters right now.
Yeah, and now they're using taxpayer money to try to buy them off. I mean, what, anyway, they're pulling out all the stops. They're not wanting to quit. And I think that maybe that, you know, come to our side. We're not racist. I mean, what she's doing yesterday, what she's going to do yesterday was just total racist. I mean, it just, you can't say any more than that. Just like the farm program.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to make the farm program, I didn't vote for that. That's not true. When you actually had that gentleman on with the lawsuit, going up against them, I mean, it's in black and white. I guess they can't read either. All they know how to do is print money and pull the wool over people's eyes.
They're trying to buy off voters. Race-based buy-off is what's happening here, just like their race-based farm loan forgiveness program that fake news KTVQ television told you didn't happen when we all know it did. Hey, I got to throw this at you too, Steve. Did you hear, Kamala Harris is trying to just appeal to men in general. They're desperately trying to appeal to men. Did you hear the campaign commercial that Kamala Harris put together to try to appeal to men? Have you heard this?
Probably not.
Okay. Oh, stand by. I'm going to throw you on hold. You got to listen to this, Steve. You got to hear it. You got to hear it. Here we go. Here it is.
I'm a man.
I'm a man.
I'm a man, man.
And I'm man enough.
I'm man enough to enjoy a barrel-proof bourbon.
Neat.
Man enough to cook my steak rare.
I ain't afraid of bears.
That's what bear hugs are for.
I'll tell you another thing I sure as shit am not afraid of. Women.
I'm not afraid of women.
I'm not afraid of women.
They want to control their bodies? I say go for it.
I'm sick of so-called men domineering, belittling, and controlling women just so they can feel more powerful.
That's not how my mama raised me.
I love women.
I love women who support their families.
Women who decide not to have families.
Women who take charge.
And I'm man enough to help them win.
Oh, my goodness. Even CNN was saying, All right, Steve, what'd you think? You heard that for the first time. That's a real ad, by the way. That is not satire.
That is just indescribable. That is just, wow. Wow. I have not heard that. I'm glad you played it, and I think you ought to play it a little bit more when we get to talking about Kamala and what she's trying to do. That is nasty.
Well, I was gonna save it for the 9 o'clock hour with John Jackson, but I'll play it again in the 9 o'clock hour because we all want to hear the Joker from X's take on it as well. But I couldn't resist. I had to get your take on it, Steve. Yeah, it's just hysterical. You know, these guys. I'm not afraid to have my beef rare. Kamala Harris wants to lower red meat consumption, and these chai boys, these soy boys, are lecturing us about, I'm not afraid of women. Dude, you're afraid of your own shadow. Come on. All right, Steve, good to hear from you.
Democracy 24.
Vice President Kamala Harris has released an 82-page economic plan. In it, she forges ahead with her price-fixing plans, calling for a federal ban on alleged price gouging, saying, quote, the bill will set rules of the road to make clear that big corporations can't unfairly exploit consumers during times of crisis. The campaign pointing to 37 states that already have price gouging rules in place and vowing to bring it to the federal level.
Companies need to play by the rules. Respect the rights of workers and unions and abide by fair competition.
The food industry is fired up over the issue, saying Harris is wrong to blame grocers, and nothing about this is fair. They point to the cost of labor and raw materials that have spiked during the Biden-Harris administration as the reason for increased costs. In New York, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll see hazy, smoky sunshine with afternoon high temperatures climbing up into the middle to upper 70s. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, upper 40s for overnight lows, and still well above average into your Wednesday, again hazy, smoky sunshine with afternoon highs in the mid-70s for Bozeman, low 80s for Billings. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
You better grab those pearls, because I think we're going to see if that John Jackson, that Joker from X, can join us on Tuesday's show. We'll take your phone calls and much more. But, yeah, whenever the Joker from X is in the house, get ready to clutch those pearls, because it's the most unwoke hour of the week. Plus, we still get to take your phone calls and cover all sorts of topics under the sun. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and clutch your pearls from time to time. We take it statewide every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10, right here.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
As ranchers look to the future of their cow herds by selecting replacement heifers this fall, a simple DNA test can help them discover the genetic potential of their commercial Angus cattle. The tool, GeneMax Advantage, tests for traits like fertility, growth, and carcass quality, all to improve herd performance
and profitability. Kirk Angus with the American Angus Association discusses the organization's collaboration with Zoetis on the DNA testing.
You know, GeneMax Advantage, I think, is a really useful tool for commercial cattlemen, particularly with the price of heifers right now, that they can test their replacement heifers, and they'll get not EPDs, but they'll get scores on various traits that are real similar to what's in the EPD profiles. They also, what's exciting for me, is by October, they're going to have PAP in there. So for high-altitude people, you can get a better idea of where you're sitting for PAP on those replacement heifers, maybe make some culling decisions that you wouldn't otherwise make because of PAP. You also get a sire identification with it. It'll identify the sires if you submit the sires that are there. That's useful, too, for making planned breeding decisions. You can separate females out and breed them certain ways you want to if you know bulls weak in one area and not another area. Or, you know, I told one person that it's exciting for me because you find out if you don't have any that are sired and you got the bull standing out there, you might want to go check. Checked out.
For more on GeneMax Advantage and how it can help set up your replacement heifers for future success, visit them online. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Oh, I got to do a delay game here for a second. I need to pull up the Bill. There it is, the Bill Maher clip that I had ready. This one ready to roll yesterday. First, though, okay, for those of you who just heard, that's a real campaign commercial. Even the guys on CNN thought that the Kamala Harris, "I'm a man and I'm not afraid of women" ad. They thought it was fake. They thought it was a joke. They thought it was sarcasm. They thought it was like the Trump campaign mocking Tim Walz, you know, tampon Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's running mate. But it's not. This is a real ad that Kamala Harris's team or the Democrats put together to try to appeal to men voters. Matt Walsh has a piece at thedailywire.com. I got to give this one a read here before the hour is up during one of our breaks. Here's the headline from Matt Walsh. TheDailyWire.com. The party that hates men is wondering why they're losing male voters. In recent days, we've seen Kamala's campaign go to increasingly desperate lengths to appeal to men. And anyway, this was the reaction. So the Daily Caller had this story about the CNN commentators ripping the Kamala Harris ad about men. And listen to one of the CNN commentators, what she had to say after hearing this Kamala Harris campaign ad.
The message is condescending,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah,
and I know it's my party. It just comes across as condescending. That in kind of like that ad seemed like a joke to me as well. But yeah. It's not the way that you would. I mean, if a man talked to me like that, women would be up in arms. They would
sit like this.
Yeah, like they would just be up in arms. It's just the message is just so condescending. Yeah. And I think that the authenticity point is a really good one. That if Democrats really want you to go after men, they need to figure out a better way to talk to them, and they need to figure out a better way that's more genuine to who they are in their message.
All right, there you go. Yeah, and tampon Tim Walz, the guy who put tampons in fourth grade boys' bathrooms, yeah, he, the guy fumbling around with his shotgun, Elmer Fudd there, is not the guy that's going to appeal to men, nor women, frankly. And by the way, the Democrat Party, this is the same Democrat Party where you've got John Tester who voted to allow men into girls' locker rooms. I mean, give me a break. So that's it's no wonder that more and more, especially moms across Montana, are rejecting flip-flop, flat-top liberal Senator John Tester. One more soundbite I want to play for you, and then we'll jump right back into your phone calls here. 406-294-0970. Had this queued up yesterday. I don't know how I didn't get to this one, but we had a lot going on here. Bill Maher, you know, the liberal HBO talk show host. This is from the dailycaller.com. HBO talk show host Bill Maher criticized former President Barack Obama and Democrat Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota Friday night over their outreach to black voters. So, you know, again, as I told you, Barack Obama is lecturing black men, basically telling them that they need to vote for Kamala Harris because of the color of her skin, despite her failed policies, basically. And then you got, you know, wacky Walz, Elmer Fudd there as well. Anyway, listen to Bill Maher. Yeah, Bill Maher mocking them. And he's a liberal.
It's 25 days before the election. And I got to say, it's not looking that great for the Democrats. I mean, this is not a good sign. You know, when you have an African-American candidate, you probably shouldn't be having to shore up your support among black men. But that's what's going on. Tim Walz is headlining a voter engagement event tonight with black men. Who better to connect with young black men than Tim Walz? Because apparently Michael Bublé was unavailable. Meanwhile, Kim Kardashian's like, hello.
Oh, man, can't you just see Tampon Tim there doing his little, you know, spirit fingers before the crowd with his wide gesticulations as he's, you know, doing cartwheels on the stage? I mean, the guy, it's just like, what in the world? That's what happens when you have a fake news liberal media like they have in Minnesota that never vetted the guy. And they just give him softball press coverage for the entirety of his career. And then he's able to get into Congress, become the governor of Minnesota. And then they think, oh, let's make him the vice president of the United States. And it blows up in their face because, again, fake news, liberal media. Yeah, Daryl Ehrlich, we're talking about you. Daryl Ehrlich, when Tim Walz, Daryl Ehrlich is the guy who got let go from the Billings Gazette for being too liberal, even for the Billings Gazette. Daryl Ehrlich was doing, like, you know, the same spirit fingers tumbling routine on the stage when he heard that Tim Walz was going to be the nominee. Daryl Ehrlich started bragging about how, well, when I was a newspaper editor in Minnesota, yeah, we had an embedded reporter follow Tim Walz everywhere he went, and oh my goodness, he's incredible. So basically, Daryl Ehrlich was one of the fake news reporters that gave Tim Walz a pass, and now, because fake news reporters like Daryl Ehrlich never actually vetted the guy, he's embarrassing them on the national stage. Lines here. We've got Gary in Billings. Gary, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. I'm taking a deep breath because I'm finally finding some truth that you put out. So thank you. It's been so hard to live in the lies of my mailbox being cluttered by all this gospel, perfect man of Tester. So, in Sunday's paper, which, you know, I read, they had all these 100 people that were Republicans voting for Tester. And you go through there, and there might be 120 on. But every day I receive these lies, and I don't know how Tester can live with himself when he can set a lie to the public. The only thing I would say that he can lie everything he wants, he just can't lie to God.
So your mailbox has just been totally cluttered with pro-Tester, pro-flip-flop, flat-top mailers, huh?
Yeah. And
interesting.
It goes from my mailbox to the garbage can.
I do that even with the Republican ones, you know. I mean, sometimes I'll glance at them just to see what people are saying, what the messaging is. But, yeah, it's okay from the mailbox to the trash can. It helps when it's trash day because then the trash can is, you know, 6 feet away from the mailbox already anyway. You know, the best way to stop those mailers from filling up your mailbox, do you know the best way to bring that to a halt here real quick, Gary?
How's that?
Vote early. If you get your absentee ballot or go down to the courthouse, fill it out right then and there, turn it in. Get your absentee ballot turned into your election office, and most of the people that send those mailers will realize that you have already voted because they will keep close tabs on who has returned their ballots or not. And the smart political operatives will stop sending you those mailers because they'll know that you've already voted. So now the Democrats should be doing the same thing. But what that does for your Republican friends is your Republican friends, the Trump campaign, the Tim Sheehy campaign, the people working to get the Sons of Montana elected to the Montana Supreme Court. If they know that you've returned your ballot, Gary, and you've already voted, now they can stop spending precious resources trying to get you to vote or to convince you how to vote, and they can dedicate those resources to other folks that we need to get out and vote as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just got my ballot, and I'm kind of have a head cold, so I haven't got it filled out yet, but I plan on doing that. But one thing that I cannot understand, that how come people are so in tune to what the Democrats are coming up with, and you look at the last 4 years.
Well, they've got you know, so much more money to dump out there for and the fake news media in their back pocket too.
What's the
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, real quick, at the end of the 7 o'clock hour yesterday, we had Sean O'Daniel join us to talk about the upcoming haunted house. If you guys heard about this really cool haunted house that they've done every year now for, 6 years running in Billings, Montana. You know, and I know a lot of people will travel to Billings for sporting events, even if you live out of town or in another town. You'll travel for cool events or maybe go check out Shields to go shopping, you name it. Well, the Scarity Haunted House, scarityhauntedhouse.com, kicks off here in 2 days. I've got four free tickets for the Haunting at the Depot. If you want a shot at these four free tickets, send us a message on the Montana Talks app. Send us a message on the Montana Talks app right now, and we will pick a winner here before the hour wraps up. So four tickets to the Scarity Haunted House in Billings. Message us on the Montana Talks app if you want those. Jay in Billings sent us a message on the Montana Talks app earlier this morning, I think it was. And Jay, I wanna get to this topic when the Joker from X joins us in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Fox News headline: Bill Clinton suggesting Laken Riley would be alive if the border was secure stuns social media. He's right. The further back one looks, the further ahead one can see. Anytime a Clinton speaks, I pause and reflect. What difference does it make now? All of them are snakes in the grass. John Tester and Kamala Harris slither along with them. That's the message from Jay in Billings. Yeah, for those of you who haven't heard the soundbite, Bill Clinton at a Kamala Harris campaign event basically said that if Laken Riley's killer, she's the young Georgia college student who was murdered by an illegal alien, that if her killer had been vetted at the border, that she would still be alive today. Wow, what a stunning admission by Bill Clinton. At a Kamala Harris event, she's the border czar who's responsible for allowing Laken Riley's murderer into this country. And oh, by the way, that guy, if I'm not mistaken, had a couple of run-ins with law enforcement. So that wasn't enough vetting. Some other messages that have come in on the Montana Talks app. Getting a few messages after we played that Kamala Harris campaign commercial. Not just the campaign commercial where she's trying to appeal to men, but also the story. You know, Kamala Harris is struggling. More and more black men refusing to vote for Kamala Harris. They're going to vote for Donald Trump because, look, it's a pocketbook issue. They saw how much better things were under Donald J. Trump. They see how worse things are under Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester. So they're going to vote for the candidate that's best for them. They're not going to do race-based voting. And so the Democrats are pissed. So they're desperately trying to, you know, buy off black men voters now. That's why Kamala Harris announced this whole economic initiative solely for black men. Jeff in Victor says, I think we all need to identify as black. I would love $1 million loan. Now, Jeff, you can identify as, you can identify as a woman, but you can't identify as black. Remember that young lady from Troy, Montana, Rachel Dolezal, who became the head of the NAACP in Spokane, and then she got busted for pretending to be black? That woman could pretend to be a man, but she better not pretend to be black. That can still be condemned here in America. John in Bozeman, it seems the only way Kamala and the Democrats can win is to bribe voters with taxpayer dollars. Paying off student loans, first-time home buyers, non-white farm program, and now this black entrepreneurship program. Tim and Savage, blackmailing the black males. Blackmailing the black males, that's from Tim and Savage. And then Logan in Roundup says, wait a minute, That ad is not satire? The one with Kamala Harris appealing to men, that was not satire? Logan says, you could have fooled me. Sounds like something pulled straight from a Saturday Night Live skit. Yeah, that was not from a Saturday Night Live skit. But this one was. I don't know if you heard this in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, Logan, but I know some of you other folks missed it. Jesse Waters last night played some highlights from Saturday Night Live where they were mocking Kamala Harris. Here she is. Here's Kamala Harris on Family Feud with Steve Harvey.
Have something that you keep in your glove compartment. Oh, BP Harris.
Steve, look. Raised in a middle class family, all right?
Oh, here we go.
Okay, my mother raised my sister and me, mm-hmm. all right? Yeah. She worked hard and saved up.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And we had a second mother, too.
Okay. Did that mother have a glove compartment?
A small business owner named Miss Shelton.
Okay, we got that. Something that you keep in your glove compartment.
Oh, a Glock, Steve. A big old Glock.
So they know it's a sinking ship, and the media's been given the green light to ridicule her, and they keep going. Watch.
Kane has raised $1 billion.
Oh, my Lord. How are you not winning by a landslide?
that's a question I scream into my pillow every morning.
What a classic. Great segment there by Jesse Waters last night as well. Let's go back into the phone lines. Bill in Billings. What's going on, Bill? What's on your mind?
I'm going to have a little trouble because I'm still laughing from that last set.
Wasn't that perfect? Maya Rudolph did the perfect Kamala hair. She had the cackle down like Kamala herself.
Yeah. Well, anyway, here on the local level, I've got my ballot filled out and ready to go turn it in, except for one thing. There's about 5 district court judges. And you either have to say yes, they should keep their job, or no, they shouldn't. And I don't know. I think all they do is handle traffic tickets and stuff, and I don't know if it matters much.
Oh, no, not
but
for the
you know anything
that's the
about
city
them?
Court. The city court is more of the traffic ticket stuff. No, the big major crimes Either they'll go to federal courts or the district courts. Those get some big cases. Your violent crimes and things like that. So no, those district court races are important.
Yeah, I just don't know anything about the different people that are running, or that are in there now. The judges that are in there now. So,
yeah, isn't it crazy? So, five district court judges. I actually had Darcy and Billings messaged us about this yesterday as well. We were in the middle of our public service commissioner candidate debate yesterday. But so Jessica Fair, Donald Harris, Thomas Pardee, Colette Davies, Ashley Harada, those are the five district court judges on your ballot for Yellowstone County, right? Is that correct, Bill?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, I'll tell you, Ashley Harada, definitely vote to retain her. She's solid. Thomas Pardee, military veteran, sounds like he's doing a good job as a judge right now. Colette Davies is very liberal. They've got a nice family, but she's very liberal. Donald Harris, I'd let some of our callers weigh in there. Jessica Fair, that's a tough one because, remember she joined us in studio and which, first off, hats off to her for joining us in studio, answering our questions and more. But, we had that big story where she had recommended sentencing a biological male into the women's prison. Now, I think that issue is going to be fixed. I think that issue is going to be worked out when the final sentencing occurs and the final placement occurs. I think that biological man will not be placed in the women's prison, and there may be more to that story. But I know certainly when that story came out, it's like, whoa, wait a minute, what? But one of the biggest questions I threw to Judge Fair was, look, why is it these far-left judges here that keep deciding all these major cases, the abortion cases and all these other things, and the state legislative cases? It was these liberal wacko judges in Yellowstone County that keep getting those cases. And why won't these other judges stand up and do something about it? And so anyway, I'd be interested in your guys' take on that one. What's your thoughts?
Well, I know there's probably a lot to some of those cases that we don't know all the ins and outs, but the more liberal they are, it's probably good to get rid of them before they take a step up to the next level of, and become a federal judge or something.
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly say for Ashley Harada and Thomas Pardee, I can say, vote to retain there. For the others, I don't know if there's enough information here's the real problem. This shows what a wreck our judiciary is. These lawyers, five judges on the ballot, not one of them facing an opponent. Well, why would you stand up to a sitting judge, right?
Fox News commentary.
Obama is pressing the panic button and shaming black men into voting for Kamala. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast, too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Well, Kamala's campaign is struggling when they send in the Obamas, and Kamala is struggling with male voters, particularly black male voters, when former President Obama not only flat out admits that, but then subtly pressures them to vote for her out of little more than allegiance to him and their own skin color. At an unannounced campaign stop at Kamala's field office in Pittsburgh, Barack Obama didn't mince words. Not only did he acknowledge Kamala's struggle to win over male voters, he shamed, quote, brothers for possibly having sexist motivations for their lack of support and enthusiasm for Kamala. It's pretty obvious that Obama believes Democrats own the black vote and it's somehow owed to the party. I don't care how beloved and popular the Obamas still are, the guilt strategy isn't going to goat men or any undecided voter to cast a ballot based on pure identity politics. Kamala wasn't popular in 2019 for a reason, and it had nothing to do with gender or race. I'm Tommy Lahren.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Bully. bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Gun owners in New York State might have had more freedom affirmed in federal court. The case is Christian v. James, and it's part of the ongoing Second Amendment legal battles following the U.S. Supreme Court overturning a number of gun laws in New York in their 2022 Bruin decision. This case was filed by the Firearms Policy Coalition and the Second Amendment Foundation, and a federal district judge in Buffalo rules the New York law requiring express permission to carry concealed on publicly accessible private property is unconstitutional. The ruling says the law doesn't pass the Bruin test of requiring a historic tradition when seeking to limit gun rights. Property owners do have a right to tell you no guns on their land, but the state can't do it for them by default. The court also denied New York a stay of its ruling while it takes time to appeal it. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit Adopt Kids and the Ad Council.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Kind of got me. Bill, thanks for the call. He kind of got me going on a little bit of a rant here about our judicial system in Montana once again. Look at the Soviet-style show trial we just witnessed against Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson last week. You've got five judges in Yellowstone County that don't even have a competitor, don't even have a challenger. Look, if you're a lawyer out there, whether you're a lawyer who wants to contribute to a campaign for a judge or a Supreme Court justice, or maybe even run for one of these positions yourself, look at the lawfare that is being waged against Montana's Attorney General, Austin Knutson. If they would do that to the Attorney General, and this is the left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court, every one of these lawyers knows they would use this lawfare against them. And so if you're a lawyer out there, and you got to be a lawyer to be the judge, you got to be a lawyer to be the Supreme Court justice, why would you run against a sitting judge? Then they might be likely to rule against you or target you in some way. Or if you're a principled conservative, the liberal mob on the Montana Supreme Court might target you politically with the same lawfare they're using against it. That's why I think the blessing in disguise that's going to come out of this Soviet-style show trial against Attorney General Austin Knutson is that it's time to just burn down this whole corrupt system that oversees our lawyers in the state of Montana. The left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court should not have this much power over the free speech of attorneys in the state of Montana. That's how they hold. That's partly how they hold their corrupt power in Helena, is you don't get to criticize us. We can sit here and rule like tyrants from the bench in Helena all day long, but you don't dare criticize us, or we'll try to take away your law license. If they would do it to the Attorney General, every one of these lawyers knows damn well they would do it to them. That's why I'm almost glad that they pulled this nonsense against our Attorney General last week, because this is a corrupt system that our liberal mob on the Montana Supreme Court uses to hold over every single attorney in the state of Montana. Thank God I didn't go to law school so I can say it. you know, but of course they'd still try to intimidate any of us out here. Dan in Helena says Don Harris is a big time donor to the leftist Bidigary, so definitely do not retain Don Harris. So Bill in Billings, when you're looking at your ballot, vote to not retain Don Harris. Get his liberal ass out of there. Get his liberal ass out of there. Dan and Helena, thanks for the message. I'm using John Jackson language, and it's only the 7 o'clock hour here. We're getting fired up. Let's go to Chris in Martinsdale. Chris, what's going on?
Well, I received the voter pamphlet, and I'm a little upset about arguments for and against C-126 and 127 in particular. As I talk to people, they don't really understand them, because in this book here, they present it like they're really good things, and they'll give the voters, you know, more power and more and be more fair. But actually, it's not. If you look at, they hide it back here. I can't find the page, but ranked choice voting. And I just wonder if you might want to explain a little bit more to the people here that that really dilutes our votes. And they're like, when you hold a primary, we have our primaries for Republicans and Democrats. There might be like 8 Republicans, right? I'm just making these numbers up, and 7 Democrats or something, which gives 15 total people. Well, right now, the Republicans get to get their vote all together, and in their concentration of their votes, they pick their top guy that they like the best. The Democrats get to do the same with their candidates. So when you get to your election, you've got 2 candidates to vote for, a Republican and a Democrat, and the majority rules. At that point, you ensure, you know, hopefully, you know, you get a majority vote, close to 50%, or, you know.
Yeah, they're treating it like a game. I mean, they're treating it like a total game. They want to turn our elections into a total game, like a California-style jungle primary. It's insane. So, Chris, you don't think that the opponents to CI 126 and 127 did a good job explaining the opposition? Is that what you're saying there? Or
well,
just...
I think the poll people explained a better job of that and made it look more...
Yeah, vote no on all of them.
This is Fox on Justice. Boston ICE agents have arrested 2 illegal immigrants on Nantucket, each charged with numerous sex crimes against a child in separate cases. 49-year-old Salvadorian national Elmer Sola unlawfully entered the United States at an unknown date and location and now stands accused of what ICE officials called horrific and despicable crimes, including indecent assault and battery on a child under 14. The field office director for Enforcement and Removal Operation Boston, Todd Lyon, vowing his fellow officers will not tolerate such a threat to the children of our New England neighborhoods. We will continue to prioritize the safety of our public by arresting and removing egregious non-citizen offenders. This comes along with the arrest of another Salvadorian man, also here unlawfully, also charged with sex crimes against a child on Nantucket Island. ICE arrested 28-year-old Brian Daniel Aldana Arevalo after he was released by the Nantucket District Court in late July after arraignment on child rape charges. Molly Line, Fox News.